Absolutely, Catherine. I really, it's a call to, I suppose, to recognise the people of rural County Sligo with these services. And I left the motion open. I didn't put down any names of towns and villages, but I left it open because I wanted to include Gertching, Tubbacurry, Curry, Ballymoton, Bunanaddin. And unfortunately, the weather in this country, it doesn't lend itself to standing out at most times, in all seasons. And I think, you know, we now see that an awful lot of post-primary students, they go to their nearest town and village to get the bus. Just to mention one, I mean, they're there in the mornings and they're there in the evenings, probably waiting for lifts back. And if they're waiting for the bus in the morning, they need some type of shelter. And I think this is so important for them as well. We have our ATU in Sligo now, and I think the importance of families are being able to send students to this university, particularly in this county, is huge, especially with the accommodation and how it's unaffordable all over the country at the moment. And I think this service, if it was made available to the public, I think it would be huge from that point of view as well. We have elderly people looking for appointments in hospitals. And it's just so important that these services are there. I think that it's our job to provide these proper services. I know some of it can be grant aided, but I think it's very, very important. And just as part of the motion as well, I call for a local link bus through the village of Bunanaddin as well. There's a 977 service that runs from Balladreen to Sligo every day of the week. And I think this service as well is one of the most important services in rural Ireland at the moment. And I called for the village of Bunanaddin, and I think it's important for us as a municipal district in South Sligo and as a council that we support the people in the call for these services.
Do you find it quite remarkable that such infrastructure is inadequate in this day and age?
I think it's probably something that's very, very simple to do, and I think it's so important. I think we have it in our bigger towns and cities all over the country, but We've got to start recognising the fact that it's huge now for rural Ireland. For those for what I've mentioned, with post-primary students, now with young adults going to universities, elderly people, there's such an emphasis going to be put on public transport now with the cost of fuels and the cost of running cars. And I think it's massive for the towns and villages at the moment.